You're listening to Roundtable. Are you a Mecca for mosquitoes? Studies show that 20% of people are especially irresistible. Let's find out who would make mosquitoes swoon and how to avoid their attack in the summer. So what are some of the reasons that mosquitoes can bite you or want to bite you?
Blah, blah, I want to suck your blood. That was my very shabby impression at Dracula. Who was famous for being the OG vampire, original vampire.
Okay.
So he was the OG vampire, but he sucked blood to stay alive, much like mosquitoes do. He was also many times depicted evil, much like mosquitoes are.
And he was also pretty good looking.
Much like... Wait a minute. So let's talk about this. Guys, I got some bad news for you. If you're type O blood, you're nearly twice as often going to get bit by those guys. They love you. You are literally their cup of tea, okay? Type A, not so much. I'm sorry. But actually, that's a good thing. Type B blood, you guys are in the middle. So, you know, if there's no O blood around, they're just going to bite you.
Yeah, and if you're a type A and you feel like you're a walking buffet to those mosquitoes, it's probably because in your gene, because 85% of people secrete a chemical signal through their skin that actually is inviting all the mosquitoes.
Yes.
It's also possible.
Okay, so keep type O friends around because they're the mecca for it. You'll be okay, all right? Mm. Maybe the best repellent is a good friend that is type O. Also, maybe a larger person, that is somebody that's tall, just a big person overall. I guess studies have shown that larger people, they have bigger breaths, so they let out more carbon dioxide, which also attracts these little vampires. I'll call them it. Also, having more of an exercise and metabolism, higher metabolism, more exercise-prone lifestyle, okay? I guess through sweat, certain things are excreted that those guys just love, love, love. Also, hotter body temperatures, they love it. So you got skin bacteria on your skin. If you're like one of those germaphobes, I'm sorry. Everybody's got them, and you need them, I think. But basically, in a 2011 study from the Medical Center of McKinney, in northeast Dallas, they show that large amounts of, I guess, a certain type of bacteria on your skin make you real appealing, baby. And also, drinking beer, guys, I guess, in France, they did some research and found just a single 12-ounce bottle of beer can make you more attractive to those insects. So, pregnant ladies, be careful. Basically, if you're a pregnant lady, you should not be wearing any dark colors, because as I understand, that also attracts them. Mm. You should not be drinking beer, running near a river with type O blood, and breathing heavily.
Wow. Yeah, I see a good reason why I should have Ryan Price and Niu Honglin with me when there's mosquitoes
we'll
around.
We'll protect you.
Yes.
We're sacrificing ourselves to protect her. That's deep love.
Don't tell them, though. You know, we know. So now we know why Hyeong's like, hey, can you guys come outside with me? Keep your friends in the dark, okay? Then you always got a human meat shield.
Yeah, for those of us who don't have the blood type O or type B, or, you know, aren't really that tall or huge and don't have a huge
baby
high metabolism level and no baby in sight, thank God. And then beer or any of these things. Yeah, you have practically human shields, Ryan Price and Niu Honglin with you. So that's what I've just figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And are there such natural repellents that mosquitoes simply just want to stay away from?
Well, my way of dealing this is always setting my AC really low to freeze myself so that I don't emit any kind of radiation or signal to mosquitoes, or they're just freeze to death. I don't know, but that's my way of doing it. And what about you?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've heard a lot of natural remedies for this. I know you can get those sprays pretty easily. I don't know if they're necessarily natural. But I know campfires. I remember when we lit up a campfire, the smoke kind of, I think, mixing with the carbon dioxide, you can play around with maybe some certain things to make it a little bit better. We told you how they're attracted. So basically, try to cut off those points where they're sniffing you out. And then, you know, maybe then they won't find you and they'll find somebody else. And they'll have to learn the hard way. But I'm definitely one of those people, I think, that learns the hard way. It could be, you know, having those beers. Occasionally, I like to have a cold brewski. And I guess maybe they love that. It could also be for me, particularly because I'm a big dude, that I'm just a big dude. And I exhale a lot of carbon dioxide. So I've, you know, I'm in trouble, basically. Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I do see some of our WeChat listeners joining your
it's okay,
league.
Guys.
Yes, of those mosquitoes love.
Yeah.
We've got a few of you, including Yuan Xing, saying that I know why I always get targeted by mosquitoes because of my I'm a blood type O.
Oh.
And also, Mai Di says, I always get mosquito bites on my ankles. Bummer, because
me
that's
too.
The worst.
Yeah.
Because he's got these hairy legs that fends off
Ooh,
mosquitoes.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought I'll share that with everybody because it made me chortle quite a bit. That's it for today's roundtable. Bye-bye, everybody.